Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Here we are. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. He's a dad of four boys who keep him on his toes, and he always wears a hat wherever he goes. Here he is, producer Eddie, everybody.
We had some friends over to the house the other day, and I was talking about how we met Jerry Jones, and I was trying to show him a picture of it, but I was like, that's a long time ago. So I was going on my phone, trying to scroll through all the pictures, going back like 3 or 4 months or whatever, and he says, dude, you know you can minimize your pictures, like, to make them really small? That way you just swipe once, and you go 3 months. I was like, what are you talking about? So if you get your pictures out.
Yeah, he's got his phone up here, yeah.
And you squeeze it like that. Look, all your icons, your thumbnails get tiny. And you can literally do that. And look at that. That's 1 month. That's another month. That's another month. And you just kind of look at like, oh, that might be it. You zoom in. There it is. There's Jerry Jones.
And you kind of guess what month that you took the picture?
Yeah. I had no idea you can minimize your pictures like that.
Did you know that?
I did.
Oh. I think I did too. I just can't. I'm so blind. I can't really see the pictures.
I was going to say, how would you know what?
Because Jerry Jones is Cowboys colors, right? Maybe we were on the field that day. So I look for green.
That's true. Like, I can kind of see the shapes of it. Meaning, like, 5 minutes. It's like, just pinch the whole screen.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's tough. But you can make it any size, even just a little smaller. Or you can do it a little bigger, too.
So when we went to the Arkansas
But look, you
game,
can do it bigger and do one at a time as well.
Well, you can do that, but that'll take you forever to get 3 months.
Eddie,
that's my point.
So, okay, you can also go to library and click months go to the month.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, that's not the hack, though.
Also, go ahead.
The hack is you can literally minimize your pictures, make them tiny, or make them really big. I love that.
Just by pinching the entire album.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like that, Eddie. Oh, good job, buddy. He thinks he's the smartest, but should give it a rest. He lost to Abby on the show's IQ test. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Hi, we all like games. Let's play a game this early in the morning called What Did Lunchbox Do?
Okay.
We were at a restaurant, and they had one of those like light bulb signs with like letters, and there's a lot of light bulbs in each letter. Like,
what did it spell?
I can't tell you the next name of the restaurant.
But it, okay, get it.
Yeah, yeah. And so the letter A, you know what I mean, has like five going each. So there's like 10 light bulbs in it. And my kids break one. Okay?
Oh boy. Let's just say
my
hypothetically.
My kids break one of the light bulbs. You know, they're playing, they're running around. So what did Lunchbox do? A, Lunchbox went inside to tell the restaurant. They said, no big deal, don't worry about it. B, Lunchbox went inside, told the restaurant, they charged him $11.50 for the light bulb. C, Lunchbox went inside to the restaurant to lecture them how unsafe it is that the sign was accessible to kids. Or D, tossed the light bulb in the trash and said nothing.
I don't know. What did Lunchbox do?
This That's the easy. Game where this you guys easy. Guess.
Go ahead.
D, he didn't say anything.
Yeah, same D. He didn't say anything.
D.
Right?
I can't imagine him doing any of the other
things. Here's the deal. If this is that right answer, this is the worst game ever.
What's the answer?
Lunchbox went in the restaurant and told him, hey, man, you need to move your sign because kids are running around and things can get broken and the glass is very sharp, very unsafe for kids.
Were you doing that to get free food?
Hoping.
And?
Nothing. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll think about that. Thanks, man.
Oh, that means
a lot.
That means, okay, guy.
Thanks, Lunchbox.
Wow, okay.
But yeah, I had to give him a lecture because it is very dangerous to have that sign sitting on the ground where there's light bulbs and kids are running all around.
What do you think about that game?
My favorite part was third person.
Yeah, he still talked about himself the whole time in third person.
Yeah.
You guys didn't like it?
No.
It's fine.
We'll do it at 7B later. Same game.
I hate you guys.
Her favorite artist is George Strait, and she'll do anything not to get to work late. Here she is, Amy Arbuckle.
It's true. So my daughter recently lost her phone. I don't know. Somehow it ended up in a sewer, and we couldn't retrieve it, so we had to get a new one. And we had insurance, so we didn't have to pay as much, but she has to pay us back. So she already has her new phone, and she's looking for ways to earn money. And she comes to me, and she's like, hey, do we have any Girl Scout cookies in the freezer, in the pantry, or do you have any unopened? She's very specific. They have to be unopened. And I'm like, no, why? I mean, the ones we have are open. She's like, ugh. She wanted to go resell them. I bought Girl Scout cookies with my own money, and her plan was to take them out because I guess they're a hot item at school right
now.
She's
like, Mom, can I get in your medicine cabinet?
Make good money.
She knew that she could take a box to school and sell them.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't let her.
Well, I didn't have any unopened.
But would you have let her?
But I mean, I'm shocked. She
gets them one at a time. Even
that's what I think.
One cookie at a time.
The way she thinks, I'm like, whoa, I'm not going to suggest this, but uh-huh. I'm shocked that she's not bagging them up individually and selling them for like a dollar a cookie.
Ziploc bags. Yeah. Like three in a bag, $3. Yeah, don't tell her that. Will she hear this segment?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because she would definitely go do that.
She's a hustler, though. Okay, Ray, go.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he created the Bobby Bones Show, and he did it with a vision and no dough. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I needed some new workout shoes. I've had the same ones for like 4 years. And there's a store. It's just a running store. I don't know anything about the store. But I went to see what kind of like workout shoes they had. And they fit. It doesn't cost any extra, but they fit your feet. Like you stand on this little white thing. It tells you what size your feet are. And one of my feet was like a tiny bit bigger than the other one. And they were like, that's normal. And sometimes people come in and they don't even know it, but their feet are half size different.
No way.
Yes. And so I got new like workout shoes and they're great, but then they fit perfectly. But my arches are also in the 98th percentile of high arch.
What does that mean? You're pretty rare?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
So really high arches. So what they gave me is...
like an insert?
An insert. Yeah, I'd never had an insert before. Hmm. They said, do you want to try an insert? And I was like, nah. They're like, do you know what an insert does? And nah.
Like orthopedic insert?
Well, to cover because my arch comes all the way down because it's so high. Because my feet are so perfect. Model feet, even.
Wow, man.
I put an insert in to keep my arches from pounding. And I don't know, workout's been that much better. Actually, I haven't realized. But I didn't know you could go to some of these places that fit your feet and they fit your feet to shoes. My wife's heels are very thin. My arches are very high. I'm 0.3 different size on one of my feet than the other. So
what do you do for nothing?
They get you a 0.3 smaller shoe.
Well, no, but they can put inserts in, even a slight insert if it's a little different to make your feet the same.
Smart.
Who knew? I just find out where they can measure your feet.
Yeah,
it's down by our house. If you guys want the recommendation.
I'm going to go over there and measure my feet.
Measure whatever you want.
They
got a whole machine. You put whatever you want on there.
What? Can you get a thicker insert to make yourself taller?
I don't know if that's a lift or not. I don't know. Why? You want to do that?
No, I just didn't know if it was a thing.
I mean, I can get shoes anyway that make me super tall. Get thick heels.
Yeah, you wear those all the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You need to shut your face before it gets shut for you.
At the $1 Million Show, you for sure had like platforms on, right?
No, those are just dress shoes.
With a big heel.
A huge heel.
You guys are out of
you guys are. I love
haters right now. And I'm done with you.
Okay.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 16-year-old son is turning into a player. Actually, a playa, if I spell it right. Occasionally, we'll have friends over. And there's been multiple reports of my kid making some smooth moves on some of my wife's friends.
Wow.
The first time I heard about it, it was kind of funny. Now, though it's happened at least 5 times, do we need to step in on this or just stop inviting my wife's attractive friends over? Signed, parent of a playa. There's a quarterback named Zach Wilson for the Jets.
Yeah.
You know, hooked up with his mom's friend.
Heard of him. That's the only reason why, by the way.
That's funny. Yeah. He's 16. The problem is, let's say one of your wife's friends ends up going, let's make it. She can get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that ain't good. You also don't want to be in the news for that if that does happen. You should just tell your son, hey, you can't make out with mom's friends.
Oh, boy.
What a weird conversation.
Yeah, that's a weird one. It's just a weird situation.
But also, I would bet money that mom's friends aren't going to make out with him.
I'll take that bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me
see both of them. And I'll... yeah, I would just say you need to say something. It's kind of hilarious as a dude.
Yeah, if this was reversed and it was his daughter, we'd be like freaking out.
Well, if his... Oh, yeah, we'd say no too. But if the daughter was trying to hit on the dudes, it'd be the same situation. It's not like the old men are hitting on the girl.
Right, true.
So I don't know, we'd be freaking out as much. We'd be like, okay, wait a little bit. Same with this dude. Dude, kid, just wait.
Yeah. Take a cold shower. Relax.
Yeah. But a little bit, it's a funny email.
I mean, my son's 12 and looking for a hottie.
Yeah, but I don't think any of your friends will actually make out with your son because he's 12. There's a difference in 12 and if it's a 16-year-old who... When I was 16, I looked 13.
Right. But when you're 16, you think you look
well,
like 25.
Well, but there are some 16s, though, that look 25 or 19.
That's where
just say
tricky.
No. Just say no. 90s drug campaign. Just say no. But I bet he can't get to college and go...
I want a little
It's
plug.
Just confidence. I can't. He's got it at 16. Dang, that's crazy. All right. The answer is no. You need to have a talk and say, hey, stop hitting your mom. You can be funny about it, but stop hitting your mom's friends. That's it. The end. Thank you. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone, we have Ashley in Oklahoma City. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so my quick question was is Lunchbox always this negative or is he ever happy?
I think he's a little negative because Kansas lost in basketball. And a little more negative because they lost to my team, Arkansas, in basketball. That being said, I never rubbed it in. I didn't even wear an Arkansas shirt out of respect to him and Abby. Also, he is grumpy a lot of the time. But I think there are factors today. But we had a caller that was like, I saw Lunchbox at the grocery store and he ignored me the whole time. So I don't really know how to answer this. Lunchbox, your answer?
I'm happy all the time. I'm happy a lot of the time. I'm happy right now.
You happy with Ashley?
Yeah, I don't know why she thinks I'm grumpy all the time or angry. Just maybe because I'm loud, people think I'm angry. But no, I'm happy most of the time in my life.
Ashley, why do you think he's always grumpy?
Everything is negative out of his mouth. He's never happy for any of his friends. His turmoil with Abby. When I called and asked Abby, is Lunchbox ever happy? Her first response was, no.
Yeah, because Abby wants my shine. So she, you know.
No, she doesn't want your shine.
She does.
She literally never goes, hey, can I do this on the air? I think it'll be good so I can take Lunchbox's shine.
Mm. I'm just saying, she's always trying to come up to me and be around me because she wants to be me. That's what a lot of people
do. Hey, Abby, do you want to be... Ray, can she hear me?
Yep.
Abby, do you want to be Lunchbox?
No, I've never wanted to be Lunchbox.
Do you want his shine?
No. Andy says I won't always be by him. That's not true.
Hey, you know what? There's a good question that I think Ray had asked me. How does your dad feel about Lunchbox? Because he's always mean. He's always putting you down.
My parents cannot stand him.
What would your dad do if he ran into Lunchbox?
Nothing.
He'd probably say something.
No, what would he say? What would he say? Abby, what would he say to me? He would say, hey, thanks for being honest with my daughter and saying that she's not that good of a singer.
No, he'd say you need to be nicer.
What's so bad about that?
Because you take it way too far.
You do take it way too far. And secondly, she's not on here going, hey, do you guys think I have the talent or capability to be a...
She moved here to be a singer.
Okay, but then she decided she didn't want to do that anymore.
Right, but then you keep telling her, oh, Abby, you're really good. You're really good.
But I never say, Abby, you can get a record deal. I say, Abby, if you want to keep singing and play bars around town and that's your passion, you should do it. You're good enough to do it.
Yeah. And then I book her a gig, and guess what? She says, that's not real. I'm not doing that.
The last gig you booked her, you put her on the street in Las Vegas.
Correct.
That you didn't book anything. You just put her on the street.
But this time I did. I booked her something, and she was like, I'm not doing that. You're lying to me.
Because we can't trust you.
Well, I tried to do something nice, and I'm still called grumpy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Ashley, you've heard all this just transpire. Anything you'd like to say?
I mean, that it would be amazing for yourself if you just gave one compliment to one person every day. It would make you feel so much better. I promise you. Try it.
I do. I tell my kid, good job for peeing in the potty.
No, she means here on this show.
Well, not everybody deserves a compliment.
But one person at least once a day does.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Well, can you try?
I mean, you guys don't give me compliments.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we do.
Name one.
We get off the air and I'm like, hey, that's a funny segment.
Yep.
Oh.
No, that can't be your answer.
I heard that.
Yes, you have. Okay. Ashley, thank you for bringing
Ashley,
that up.
Wait, Ashley, give me a compliment then. No. You can't call and just be negative Nancy. Give me a compliment.
I love your positivity in the sense of, like, you're very secure in yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's your confidence.
So what do you say?
You say thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
No. You say thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Ashley, have a good day, Ashley. Thank you for calling.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This woman, Joanne Willis, moves into her new home in Napa, and she's up in the attic looking around, and she sees a chest in the corner. She opens it up, and there's hundreds of love letters inside and other keepsakes, and she's like, oh my goodness, I've got to find the owners of these letters. So she took to social media, and before long, the son of the woman that wrote these love letters was like, yeah, that's my mom, Maxine, and yep, that's my dad, Bill.
Wow.
And so they were able to connect. Maxine and Bill are still alive. They're in their 80s now. These letters are from 1950 or so, when they were on summer break from college before they were about to get married. So
that's all funny, unless they're like talking dirty to each other and you're the kid reading that.
You're like, oh my gosh.
But yes, I agree. It's really an amazing thing.
Yeah, so they only lived an hour away from her, so she hopped in the car and hand-delivered them their old letters.
Mom did what today?
Take these away.
Also, you better laminate those things. I can't believe paper would last that long.
Yeah, she's been locked up in the trunk, though. Hadn't.
Yeah, still air. Not sealed, you know? Sure. But still, that's a great story. And what would you do? Just throw them away? Or would you try to find the I mean, that's really it. If you find an old box of letters, do you throw them away or do you post that you have them? Really?
Throw them away.
Oh, I would be like, that's cute. Throw them away.
I don't know what I would do. I would like to, maybe I would just Google quickly or get on Facebook and see if I saw a name. And then if not, throw them away.
Right. So throw them away.
I would try for it. Good for her. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners, what's the best comedy TV show of all time? We're going to play the Bobby Feud. Let's go. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners, what's the best comedy TV show of all time? Think about that. But first, let's talk to Heather, who lives in North Dakota. Heather, good morning.
Morning.
How's your day going?
Good. I'm on the road, traveling back home. I'm on the road for 11 days, so I'm ready to get home.
Wow, okay. Well, we can give Heather a chance to win a $50 gift card to Sonic. Maybe she could stop on her way. Going back home?
Yeah.
But Heather, we're going to play the Bobby Feud. Who do you want to play for you if they win, you win? Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie?
I got to go with statistics, and Eddie wins the most, so I think he's going to win for me today.
All right. Oh, boy.
Eddie, pressure's on you.
A lot of pressure there.
We roll the dice, and Amy, you get to go first.
Okay.
So 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, what's the best comedy TV show of all time? Amy, what you got?
Friends.
Show me Friends. Number four was Friends. That's 4 points for you, Amy.
Okay. The Office.
The Office! Number two.
Oh. Okay. Huh. Okay. Seinfeld.
Show me. Seinfeld! Number one answer.
Oh, huh. I thought that was going to be further down.
Total points, 7 points so far. Go ahead.
Wow.
I'm in trouble.
Me too.
Okay. Well, this is like the most popular show, right, for a long time, and it makes you laugh. Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Is it there?
Oh.
Amy with 7 points. Round one is over for you. Lunchbox. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, what's the best comedy TV show of all time?
Give me Simpsons.
Show Lunchbox. The Simpsons. Oh,
what?
Yeah. 7 points. He tied it
Woo!
Up.
Woo!
Tied
you.
It up.
All right, that's all I got.
That was loud.
There are six more answers on the board.
Bang. Well, I don't even know if this is on there, but it was on for a long time, and I liked it. Give me Modern Family.
It's a good one. Show me Modern Family.
Oh, boy.
Eddie, three total rounds. You're the end of round one. Eddie?
I'm going to have to go a little later. So I'm going to go with TGIF, give me Full House.
The question was asked, what's the best comedy TV show of all time? Eddie says Full House.
You got it, dude.
Let's check the board.
What? Oh, boy.
Round two, points are
doubled.
Okay. Well, since The Simpsons are on there, I don't know. Family Guy?
Dang it.
Staying in the animation world?
Well, it's like a cartoon for adults, so it's got to be funny. Yeah,
show me Family Guy. Lunchbox, six answers still on the board. So far off the board, Seinfeld at one, The Office at two, Friends at four, and The Simpsons at seven.
Mm-hmm.
There are still six TV shows.
Man. People love it. Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, are they on the board? Eddie, round two, point doubles are totaled. Hard. You have 0 points right now. You are playing for Heather.
Yeah, I know. Okay, double points. Here we go. Get me on the board with Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, good.
Come on, Deborah.
That's good.
Ray. Show me Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Good job.
Number 10 answer, double points.
That's 20.
20 points.
Now Eddie
takes the lead.
Okay. You can
put him on the board. Yes.
Amy, I'm going to go with your tactic of kind of going around The Simpsons. Give me South Park.
Dang it, I have that written.
You kill Kenny. South Park.
Dang it.
Final round. The score is Eddie 20. Amy 7. Lunchbox 7. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers on the board. Point totals are triple.
Wow.
Triple. Amy?
King of Queens.
Oh, good one. That's I haven't so written good, down. Amy. You stole mine. Dang it.
Amy says, Doug and Carrie Heffernan, King of Queens.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Sorry, Amy. You're out.
Wow.
Still luck, five lunch. Answers on the board. For 2,000 of our listeners, got them on Facebook. What's the best comedy TV show of all time?
Yeah. Man, this is tough. There ain't a lot out there. I'm trying to think of what makes me laugh. And this may be too old, but it was a good one. Give me Cheers.
Show him. Cheers!
Yes!
I had that one in the hopper.
Cheers, the number three answer, worth 9 points total.
Oh, I still got to get it.
Lunchbox has 16 points.
Dang, I still got to get another one.
Eddie has 20.
Man.
Four answers left on the board.
Yeah.
You're out of TV shows, man.
I don't know if it... Man, this is a spinoff. It's a spinoff, guys. If Cheers is on there, give me Frasier!
Kelsey Grammer in Cheers and Frasier. Why are you laughing?
No chance. It's not Frasier.
I mean, I have no idea.
Show me Frasier!
Yeah!
What
did he say?
He said,
no
what?
That's funny.
Number six answer worth 18 points.
Our listeners thought Frasier was
Lunchbox
good.
Takes the lead 34-20. There are three answers on the board.
Only three?
Why are you cacaing?
I don't know.
Because he said there was no what, Eddie? No way.
No way. So what does that have to do with a caca?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just finding my way.
Okay, anyway. Lunchbox, three answers on the board. You're in the lead. What do you got?
I don't even know if this is a comedy. I have no... It may have been a drama. I don't know. MASH.
Show him MASH.
Oh, thank goodness.
That was like the biggest show of all time.
I thought he had that.
Eddie, if you get any of these, you're going to win because it's the 5, 8, and 9 answer. Yeah, points tripled.
Oh.
You're down 14 points. So you get one, you win. You miss it, you lose.
Okay.
2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners. They were asked, what's the best comedy TV show of all time? Okay. You look confident.
Oh, yeah, I got it. And I was stupid to pick Full House. That wasn't the TGIF show that was going to win this. It's going to be, did I do that? Give me Family Matters. Come on! For the win! Heather, we got this.
See, I think a better answer, Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, not on the board.
Golden Girls?
Not on the board.
That 70s show?
Not on the board.
Wow.
But you know
Venus
what is?
And Butthead.
Not on the board.
And I have no idea.
Well, yeah, you do. I gave you the idea.
Family Matters.
If Family Matters is on the board... You and Heather are winners.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, let me ask you a question here. Heather, so Eddie's going family members. I will let you actually change over to Lunchbox if you want. So you can be on Lunchbox's team. That means if Eddie... Yeah. Lunch is in the lead, so you can go to Lunchbox now. But that means if Eddie gets it right, you would lose. But it's up to you. Who do you want, Eddie or Lunchbox?
I'm pretty sure Family Matters was really popular, so I'm going to have to stick with Eddie.
Okay, she's sticking with Eddie.
Can I just... I'm just looking at these TV shows that have been on the list. And if you watch them today, they still hold up. They are still funny.
Family Matters doesn't?
No. Cheers? Cheers, you watch that, still entertaining, still good.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know.
If you watch Family Matters, you're like, this is so stupid.
The answer that Eddie says is Family Matters. If you hear a ding...
Can you tell us the other two first?
Yeah.
Just to make sure there's... That way we know there's only one left.
I Love Lucy.
Oh! You like that one, Amy? Dang.
Yeah.
I would have never got that.
No, me either.
I mean, this is good.
Roseanne.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, I think Family Matters still fits in there.
There's one show left. Heather, last chance. Do you want to go over to Lunchbox or do you want to stay with Eddie?
I'm going to go with Lunchbox.
No, Heather, don't fall for that. Wow. That's what he does. He's tricking you.
This is what he does, isn't it, Eddie?
It is what he does.
And that means I lost. I know I lost now because he does this.
She was changing it over to Lunchbox.
Heather, don't.
Come on, me.
If Lunchbox wins... Heather wins.
He does this all the time.
All right, here we go. If the answer's Family Matters, Eddie, congratulations. If it's not, Lunchbox is the winner.
Okay.
Show me Family Matters! Lunchbox wins, Heather wins, I win, because you never know what I'm doing with you guys.
So what was the last one?
Parks and Rec.
Dang.
Oh.
When you said spinoff, I thought you may say that because it really wasn't a spinoff from The Office,
but it was. So good.
Lunchbox is the winner. Heather the winner. We're back in a second. Bobby Bone Show. All right, this is a list of things that doctors wish we knew.
Yes. They're like, please just keep all of this in mind. It would help us out.
So it's not stuff we have to learn from a book. It's just common sense type stuff.
Yep.
All right, how many you got?
1, 2, 3, 6.
Let's go with number one.
The pregnancy test that you get in the ER is no different from the one at the store. They're just as accurate.
Wait, what? Then why would you go to the doctor to do it?
I don't know.
Maybe to do it right? But even then, if you go to the doctor and do it, do you just do it by yourself in a room? Same thing, you pee in a cup.
I have only done at-home tests before, but yeah, I could think like at home, maybe you feel like something's off, you're not doing it right, or you just have in your mind that the doctor clearly would have a better test.
But I guess... Would you still do it wrong at the doctor? Do you do it in the doctor by yourself the same way?
I don't think they watch you pee on...
Well, they should to make sure we're doing it right.
I don't remember going to the doctor to do a test. Like, I just remember, like, the home one and be like, oh, crap, and then set an appointment. And then they did the whole jelly thing on the stomach, like, Yara, you're pregnant.
Never did a pee on the stick thing.
We never did the pee thing at the doctor.
So, what was that reaction again?
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor.
All right, next up.
Okay, mental illness can be as serious as a physical injury. So, get treated because you wouldn't ignore a broken leg, would you?
No, but like a sprained ankle, I would for a while if I felt like I could get it back, which I shouldn't.
That's a good one.
But what the difference is and why people don't get it fixed is, one, culture.
Yes.
We've been told and taught incorrectly that one isn't as important as the other. Two, you can actually function and keep working with something mentally not right. And you can't sometimes with something physically not right. Yeah. So that's why it's prioritized. You're right. A broken leg, fine. You have, some sort of mental health issue. You could probably still go to work and do your deal.
I know, but they're saying it can end up being just
serious. I absolutely agree. Yeah. All I'm doing is playing devil's advocate there. But yes, I'm a big mental illness. Not that I want you to have mental illness. I'm saying I'm a big mental illness guy. Like, it's something you should invest into because it will help every other thing around you. It'll help how you are loved, how you function at work, relationships, everything, which then makes your life healthier. Go ahead.
Doctors say just because a toothache goes away doesn't mean it's all better.
Nope, it's all better. If it goes away, it's all better.
No, still get it looked at.
Yeah, but it feels all better. And I'm only going to the dentist when it is an emergency.
When it hurts really bad.
Yeah, and I even skip checkups and stuff too sometimes. They're like 6 months. I'm like, well, I'm out of town. And I don't reschedule it.
But that's just your cleaning, right?
Yeah, but you're supposed to go and like make sure everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't.
So if it goes away, I'm not just going to go in because it used to hurt. It needs to still hurt for me to go in. And that's terrible, and I'm wrong for that, but that's how I feel. But I'm wrong. Go ahead.
So if you're admitted to the hospital, do not lie about how much you drink.
That's interesting. Guys, if they're like, okay, guys, you have alcohol poisoning or something, how many did you have? Would you tell the truth?
Yeah, if I had alcohol poisoning, yes. But it's hard to answer that question because they ask you, like, how often do you drink? Well, it depends on the season.
Yeah, and they're
football
always
season,
like,
a lot.
But I think it's if you go in for...
No. If you go to any doctor's visit, they go over your little thing and they go, oh, do you drink? Yeah, how often? One or two a week. I say
that
every time.
What they're asking,
like? That's more so what they're saying. Like, okay, yes, if they say a daily drink, like Lunchbox said, 2 to 3 times a week, don't lie about it, because if you have excessive drinking, depending on what's going on, they have stuff that they can give you to help take the edge off withdrawals. Because if you say you go to the hospital, you might be stuck there for a few days, and if you're not getting your fix, they're not going to know how to help you.
Oh, good point.
Because if you're having alcohol daily, like your body's going
to
know.
You need it.
So I always say 1 to 2 times a week. That's why I say every
time. Is that a lie?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's what season?
Yeah. Okay, I
mean, go ahead. Yeah, they're like, do you smoke?
So you're saying they're not judging you. They're actually asking for a reason.
Yes, they're like,
or
hey,
they are judging you, but
they are judging you.
You still need whatever they're going
to
give you.
They just want to be able to help you, which that leads into my next one. No matter how bad it is, whatever you have going on, they have seen worse, so don't be ashamed.
I don't know. I had to go in once for my BH. And I was so humiliated because I had to pull my pants down and she had to get in check. And I was like, there's a tear.
Ugh.
I was so embarrassed. Now, I was in the waiting room with like 5 80-year-olds. And I thought, man, I feel bad for whoever this doctor is. And then I got in there and I was like, I bet she's pretty happy to see mine.
Yeah.
But because she had 5 80-year-olds.
Yeah.
But there's no way that, like, you can't be the worst. What if you are the worst?
Somebody
of the
has to be the worst.
Somebody.
Yes.
Has.
Oh, man.
Yes, but the only time I ever felt that way, I was like, oh, this is going to be it. Then I was in the waiting room with a really old people. And then I felt like the prize, the gym, the one she was looking forward to.
They were lucky to have you.
I was like, hey, take a little looksy here. Spend a little extra time with it if you need to. You know?
But just remember this, because if you have something going on and you're like, oh, I'm too embarrassed, just go. They've seen worse.
I hear you, but. That doesn't mean that some of the really bad ones ain't telling their friends about.
That's true.
Yeah.
For sure.
They can do that. They just can't say your name.
They probably are doing that too.
No, HIPAA.
I hear you, but HIPAA is just a spoken, written law. Doesn't mean that they actually can't do it.
Yeah.
Because you know they are. You know they're having little drinks with their friends.
Oh,
their
barbecues.
Friends. They're like, you see Eddie? Mm-hmm. You see the growth he had between his...
Hey, that's an example. You're just saying that as an example.
Okay, and the last one, do not keep medicine in the medicine cabinet in your bathroom, because the steam from a shower and the temperature fluctuations will degrade the medicine.
Oh, that makes sense.
But even though if the cabinet's closed and it's blocking out?
Yeah, and you got the lid on the pill bottle.
The tight
how's
lid
it
on
getting
the bottle?
In?
This is stuff doctors wish everyone knew.
I'm sure that's true. The temperature continues to go up and down, up and down, up and down. It's going to affect everything.
It's not good.
It's like flushing the toilet with the lid up. Don't do that. Flush it with the lid down so the particles don't fly out.
Dang, I never close the toilet.
Ugh. Yeah.
Never close it.
Like, you guys, toothbrush.
You guys close it every single time you flush.
Yes, every single time. I'm a doctor. Every single time I flush, I close the toilet.
Amy, you too?
My toilet is in a little separate from my toothbrush, but yes, I try to be mindful
of
that. And here at work, that you have to close it for it to flush.
I don't think we have a lid here.
Yeah, we don't have a lid.
No, guys, toilets here are... We barely have something that comes out of the hole in the ground.
Y'all don't have lids?
No.
Why?
And the toilet's all crooked. Sometimes you fall off.
You have to stabilize when you sit on it with your legs.
Yeah.
Because the toilet will fall over to the side.
Yeah.
Why do y'all not have lids?
Probably because we can't take care of stuff.
Okay.
Lunchbox walks in and tests how strong the soap dispenser is, rips it off the wall, and then you're wondering, why don't you guys have nice things? That's why.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Amy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I feel like we just learned a little something there.
Yeah, we did.
Mostly don't flush with your lid up.
I learned that one.
Got it?
And don't be ashamed of whatever you have going on.
Oh, I'm still ashamed.
Even though you could be the worst, they've seen.
Somebody's got to be the worst. Literally has to be the worst. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
An influencer has decided to take a solo honeymoon, which is pretty much her not waiting around for the perfect partner. It's her being like, you know what? I'm going to celebrate myself. I don't have to be married to do something like this. And on her way to her trip, she stopped and froze some of her eggs. So it was just a whole experience.
Well, hopefully it was a ceremony for her to not feel lonely, to find a way to reward herself and to keep her from settling. I don't immediately run to the side of crazy.
Yeah, because she didn't have a ceremony. She didn't have a wedding.
No,
for
I mean,
herself.
But like the whole thing's like a ceremony.
Yeah, yes. But calling it the honeymoon, that's not a little crazy.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Just call it a trip.
Well, but
like it's vacation.
She may also get a little extra shine here because of the, she's in the news.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe she wants followers. Influencer, you said it, right?
Her name's Brittany Allen.
I mean, that's it.
With a Y.
Actually, she's doing what she should do. We're talking about it. I went on a couple solo honeymoons. Went to Ireland by myself.
That's true. You did.
Mm. You should have called it that. Ugh. Yeah. You've gone a lot of places.
I've gone a lot of places by myself back when I was by myself. And
yeah. See, but if you would have called it honeymoon, we would have been like, what's wrong with you? Like,
I went to Hawaii by myself.
Oh, yeah.
All of these included some work element, though. My goal was to write a book and be on a different time zone so I couldn't be bothered by work.
Did you? Oh, so you wrote in Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Mm.
I didn't write about anything good. And everything was beer. It was all drinking.
So did you go to a little pub and write there?
No, yeah. I stayed in my hotel room.
Oh.
It was too drinky. The only thing that I got on was a bus one time. Went to some castle like 40 minutes away.
And you wrote in the castle?
No. Uh-oh. I walked around it. I was like, well, this is cool. And then that was it. Went back to the hotel room.
Oh.
Yeah, it's worthless. It was cool, but by myself. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not somebody who knows a lot about world geography because I haven't really been anywhere. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and take one of these trains to another, European country. Sir, Ireland's a island. Ah, crap. You know, Ireland's also the size of Iowa.
Wow.
Didn't know that. I didn't know it was an island.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that?
I looked it up because I was like, I have no idea what's going on.
Did you,
on
like,
here.
Measure it?
With my finger? No, because this country looks so much bigger on a map.
Yeah. But
it's the size of Iowa, basically, what I learned. All right, what else?
A new study says that dad jokes have a positive effect on kids' development. The researchers say that when dads embarrass their children with these funny jokes or unfunny jokes, it teaches them how to overcome awkwardness. And so guess what, dads? I give you a dad joke every single day. The morning corny.
You do. And I feel like dadjokes.com wrote this article.
Probably.
Yeah, because I can't imagine a dad joke making a kid smarter.
Well, no, actually, this is from the British Psychological Society.
Oh. Mm.
So sounds legit.
Yeah, you can make that up. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I have a country quiz for you. Who said this? You'd have to be crazy to want to be a celebrity today. It's a country artist.
Got to be somebody old.
Oh, I can give you today. Multiple choice.
Yeah, it's got to be someone old because someone young doesn't know what being a celebrity was like yesterday. Mm. And it can't be someone not born because they'd be the only ones to know about tomorrow.
Right.
So it's got to be... Go ahead.
All right, you got Mira Morris?
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney? Dierks Bentley? Or Blake Shelton?
Blake, he's also doing like press for, I think, The Voice final season. So I'm going to put those clues together and go Blake.
That makes sense.
Okay.
It's Blake.
Right. You'd have to be crazy to want to be a celebrity today was not said by Blake.
Mm. Ooh, it's Chesney.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. He's on the boat thinking that for sure.
Yeah, he said he's definitely...
He's on the boat thinking that.
Yeah, that's what I picture him.
He says he shies away from the whole celebrity thing.
Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby. Tell me something good.
When 8-year-old Maggie Mahoney's older sister Riley was in the hospital being treated for cancer, Maggie remembered how playing with Play-Doh always helped calm her sister down and give her a sense of normalcy. 2 years of treatment, Riley is now cancer-free, and her little sister wanted to do something to help other kids that were going through it, like she saw her sister go through. So she said, I'm going to, you know, she's 8, so she makes these big goals. She goes, I'm going to collect 10,000 cans of Play-Doh. Pretty big number.
Yeah.
10,000. Well, she started. It took a month, and this Iowa third grader reached her goal, and she delivered 10,000 cans of Play-Doh to the oncology department at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. 10,000.
She did it.
Here's a clip of Hannah Flynn saying that Play-Doh can bring normalcy to young patients.
While they're here in the hospital, a lot of normalcy goes away, and so bringing in things like Play-Doh and things that they're familiar with is a great way to kind of grant back some of that normalization.
She's 8. She just declared, I'm going to do it. People went, 10,000. Okay, kid. And she did it. She dropped it all off. Yes. That's amazing. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.